On today's show, GM predicts what will be the top 10 jobs in 10 years, Toyota posts impressive financial earnings, and the challenge designers face picking out future styling trends. All that and more coming up right now on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for May 8th, 2015. I'm Christy Swinesburg from Ward's Auto, sitting in today, and I'll have news on a big event coming up toward the end of today's show, so stay tuned for that. But right now, here's today's news. Toyota posted its full-year financial earnings, and the results are pretty impressive. The company's sales were up slightly compared to the previous year, hitting 10.1 million units, including its Daihatsu and Hino subsidiaries. Despite the modest sales gain, the company's revenues came in at $248 billion, up 6% from a year ago. Toyota's operating profit was $25 billion, a gain of nearly 20%. And its net profit soared to $19.8 billion, a 19% increase. As impressive as those numbers are, Toyota is forecasting that next year's earnings will be even higher. Can you picture where you'll be or what you'll be doing in 10 years? Maybe not, but it's still important to keep an eye on the future. With that in mind, General Motors asked employees of various experience levels and backgrounds to rate what they think will be the top 10 jobs in 2025. Here's a list of all 10. A few that jumped out at us are autonomous driving engineer and 3D printing engineer. While there may not be many ready to step into those positions today, as technology advances, these jobs will become more and more important. And with this exercise, GM hopes to better understand what jobs will be needed to create the products of the future, all while forming a company people want to work at. And we'll be right back with more after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Unless you know what to look for, it's hard to tell the difference between a regular three-door Mini and the high-performance John Cooper Works model. While Mini tried to distinguish this recently introduced next-generation JCW from its slower counterparts, it's still pretty hard to tell the difference. Except for maybe the bright red roof on this model and the Fiesta ST-like rear spoiler. But there are other exclusive bits along the front bumper, down the sides, and on the rear fascia. The interior also receives some JCW touches as well. Engine output increased by 10% to just over 230 horsepower, while torque shot up 23%, making the 0 to 60 run in just over 6 seconds for either the 6-speed automatic or 6-speed manual transmission. No word yet on when the John Cooper Works model will be hitting dealer showrooms. Spanish automaker Seat, which is owned by Volkswagen, just revealed its all-new Ibiza hatchback at the Barcelona Motor Show. It's powered by a range of 3- and 4-cylinder gasoline and diesel engines, all of which are compliant with Euro 6 emission standards. The suspension and the steering system were upgraded to improve ride and handling. Plus, it comes with a number of new safety and infotainment features. Seat has been struggling to turn a profit in recent years, but in the first quarter, the company did post a positive operating result. So hopefully the new Ibiza can keep its momentum going. The other day, Autoline asked for your help identifying this classic car a viewer spotted in Cuba. It did not take long for a few of you to correctly point out that it's an early 50s Crosley station wagon. Crosley produced cars from the late 30s into the early 50s and may be best known for its sheet metal engines, which were a colossal failure due to corrosion and tarnished the automaker's reputation. And if you think you have something that will make a good barn find, just send it to viewermail@autoline.tv. Automakers are currently working on vehicles that won't be on the road for several years. Coming up next, how that creates a challenge for designers.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work, Dow.
On Autoline this week, the topic is all about design. That's because the special guest is the newly appointed head of design at Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, Ralph Giles. His team is currently working on vehicles that won't come out for several years. In the following clip, Ralph talks about the challenges of picking out future styling trends.
We tend to, you know, you talk about auto shows, I actually look at that as the past. I don't look for inspiration in auto shows because they happened 4 years ago. Most of those designs were even 3 years ago. We try to be tastemakers. Like the Cherokee is a really good example, right? We didn't look at anything. We just said we wanted, you know, we picked the most aggressive but still proportionally correct sketch we could. And it usually feels good. I mean, designers have, hopefully, have that kind of sense. Like a fashion designer just wants to set a trend. And we try our best. But it's hard when you're reusing architectures. You tend to be kind of trapped within the boundaries of certain things. And then when you have a strong brand, you know, I have to decide now, are we going to continue the certain look of a brand for a while? You know, Audi's famous for that. You know, now Mercedes is locked into a new look. That's a powerful thing, actually, because you don't have to remarket the brand all the time.
So, unless it doesn't work, and then you have to,
then you have to change gears, right? So, but then not all, you know, Jeep is unique in that way, because I would say you have the Renegade Wrangler track, and then you have the Cherokee and Grand Cherokee track, which are more aero-swept looking. So that's something we're actually dabbling in right now. Is do we keep those two tracks? Do we converge them? You know, stay tuned.
Ralph has a lot of great insights into design, so head on over to Autoline.tv to watch that entire show right now. And just a word on an upcoming event before we go today. If you're involved with vehicle interiors, you won't want to miss our Ward's Auto Interiors Conference on May 13th in the newly renovated Cobo Center. We've got a great roster of speakers, including our keynotes Maury Callum of Ford and Mark Gerard of DesignWorks, a BMW group company. You'll get to check out Ward's 10 Best Interiors winning vehicles on display, see our supplier technology exhibits, and sit in on your choice of 9 panels covering everything from HMI to luxury to innovative materials. Seating is limited, so visit autointeriors.com now to reserve your spot. So that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching and have a great weekend.
Ward's is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.